This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday, Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza.
Our goal is to rid Gaza of Hamas terrorists and free our hostages. Once this is achieved, Gaza can be demilitarized and de-radicalized.
Israel had said this week it was planning to begin drawing down troops from at least the northern part of Gaza. The Israeli government has been under weeks of U.S. pressure to scale down its operations and shift to what Washington says should be a more targeted campaign. But the fighting appears to be as intense as ever, especially in the southern and central areas where Israeli forces launched ground advances last month. Hamas has been designated a terrorist group by the United States. Turkey this month arrested dozens of people accused of spying for Israel. The highly publicized arrests are seen as a warning to Israel to not target Palestinians in Turkey after Israel warned it would target anyone involved in the October 7th attack. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities raided dozens of homes in early January in a major operation targeting alleged spy rings run by Israel's Mossad intelligence service. The raid came after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned of serious consequences should Israel try to hunt down members of the Palestinian militant group Hamas in Turkey. Israel has not commented on the arrests. But Israeli military leaders and government ministers are vowing to track down those involved in Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel, wherever they reside. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia.